Okay, let's get cracking today. We are finishing off the second parak of Maseches Tainis with Parak Beis Mishnah Yod. And then we're going to start the third parak of Maseches Tainis with Parak Yemal Mishnah Aleph. It says the Mishnah Parak Beis Mishnah Yod in Gozrin Tanis Al HaTzibor Barosh Chodesh Bechanaka of Apurim. You're not allowed to decree fast on the community that's going to fall out on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. These are holy days when you're not allowed to fast. Vim hischilu in mafsikin. However, if the community had already begun to observe a set of fasts, and one of them fell on one of these Yomim Tovim, then they can fast on that day, and they do not interrupt these series. Div Rabbi Gamliel. These are the words of Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Reb Meir clarifies and says, Afal pi. Sha'amar Rabbi Gamliel in mafsikin. Even though Rabbi Gamliel said that they wouldn't interrupt, they set a fast for these Yomim Tovim. Moda hayashe in mashlim. And he would agree. They should not complete the fast on the Yontif, rather they would eat shortly before Shkia. Finishing off the Mishnah, V'chein Tisha B'av Shechal Yos B'Erev Shabbos. Similarly, if Tisha B'av falls on Friday, which, it was possible for Tisha B'av to fall on Friday only in earlier times. Nowadays, that's not really possible, but if that's what had happened in those days, then you're going to also fast most of the day, but you're going to eat a little bit before sunset, so that we're not going to be hungry when Shabbos begins. Continuing now with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Now we learned in Perek Aleph that when the rains are delayed, the Chachamim first decree a series of fasts that are relatively easy, and then as more time passes without rain, the decree is going to get more strict and more intense. This Perek is going to teach us that for certain other types of terrible things that would happen, not only rain, the strict types of fasts would be decreed immediately, says the Mishnah. Seder Tanios Elu Ha'amar B'Revi Arishona. The various series of fasts that we discussed previously, that is when the first rains of the season were delayed. That's when it's going to start pretty chill, then it's going to get more intense. Aval tzemachim sheshanu masriin aleihem miyad. However, if rain did fall, but the plants changed from their normal growth, it rained and crops grew, but they grew abnormally. For example, wheat, as Rashi points out, grew without edible kernels, or inferior barley grew instead of normal barley, and so on. And so forth, then in that situation, they're going to immediately sound the shofar, they're going to immediately initiate the stricter types of fast. V'chein, and similarly says the Mishnah, She'pasku geshamim bin geshem l'geshem arba'am yom, if there are 40 days in between one rain and another, masrin aleihem miyad b'nei shehim makas batzores, we immediately also are going to sound the shofar because of them, and since this is a terrible, terrible affliction, we're going to start the more series of fasts sooner, blowing the shofar again. There's a clear food shortage, and start the more intense types of fast days. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, taught us that you're not allowed to decree a fast on the Tzibor, on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, but if, says Rabbi Gamliel, if you already start a series of fasts on the, and it's going to land on one of those days, then you can finish, then you can fast on those days. Rabbi Meir, however, clarified and said, that's true, you can start them, but you shouldn't finish them, you should eat a little bit before Shkia on those days. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us, the same is true, if Tisha B'av falls out on Friday, there also, you should fast, but you should eat a little bit before Shkia so they don't enter Shabbos hungry, even though that doesn't happen nowadays. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph taught us that the sequence of fasts that where we start with three and then three and then seven and it gets more and more intense, that's only when the initial first rain of the season is not starting. However, if it's a situation where plants change from the normal growth, or a situation where there are 40 days in between rains, in those situations we're going to start sounding the shofar immediately, and we're going to start the more serious series of fasts immediately. Have a great day.